the most surveilling outfit on Earth, as it were. But then they started a sub-corporation, a sub-entity right there at their headquarters at Fort Meade, Maryland, that is named the Biometrics Consortium. Now, the Biometrics Consortium is responsible for putting together all of the identification technology on Earth. Everything. Eyeball scans, fingerprints, voice prints, everything is done through the Biometrics Consortium at Fort Meade, Maryland. That's the NSA's headquarters. So you see, the NSA is in charge of biometrically identifying us in all respects, with cards first, of course, eyeball scans, facial impressions, facial scans, whatever. The NSA is basically in charge of this whole stinking mess, Jeff Stan. So it just logically revolves around the NSA. So I followed up with a new version of that book about a year ago, which is called Big Brother 2010, and that's available at Amazon.com. And
is it available from Southwest Radio Church?
Well, Noah Hutchings republished Mark of the New World Order, so it's now in its third edition.
I see.
But Big Brother 2010 is only available through Amazon.com. You can just Google my name, Terry L. Cook, on your Google browser, or just go to Amazon.com, click on the books section, put Terry L. Cook, and all of my books. I have about 20 published books now, Stan. They all pop up, including Big Brother 2010.
All right, fine. Well, when we get back, we want to get back to talking about what's really going on there in the Gulf. Because, ladies and gentlemen, this is a major problem. And certainly it's going to have a profound impact on the life of everybody listening to this audience. How can I say that? Because President Obama said that. And they're doing everything they can to keep from doing what's really correct to solve the problem. Well, right today we have Sydney. Oil is at least spreading out across the Gulf of Mexico and really is hampering the fishing, the operation. Sydney is having an impact on the tourist industry. It's going to seriously impact upon the economy of the states along the Gulf there, Louisiana, Mississippi, Sydney, Florida. But, Terry, what is your take on what's going on? And have you been able actually to analyze this? Because there's a lot to this story we are not getting through the regular media. So you pick up the story.
Exactly, Stan. Ladies and gentlemen, if you'll research on your own, it's pretty easy to do now, Stan, with the Internet. When you and I first met in the early 90s, most of my research was accomplished manually via microfiche in libraries, publications, and so forth. But now, holy moly, you can just get just about anything you want on the Internet, and you just have to check its reliability, but it's instantaneous access to the world via the Internet. Of course, there's the good side and the bad side. The bad side is Big Brother 2010, which goes, by the way, Stan, fully into effect via Cybercom, goes fully into effect October of this year. Is when Cybercom, the new command structure built for the military at the NSA's headquarters, goes fully into effect October of this year. So by the end of this year, everything will be monitored through the NSA in all respects with all of that stuff. See, so you see, ladies and gentlemen, it all ties together. It's not just one thing, a microchip implant, which I believe will be the possible mark of the beast. But it's then the organization that will track it. And then it's the e-commerce system that will allow you to buy and sell through the banks. But then who controls the banks? Who controls BP, the oil stuff we're going to talk about right now? Well, BP, I believe, Stan, if I checked my notes recently correctly, BP is about 29% owned by JP Morgan, Chase, Rockefeller, and that sort of thing. And it's been controlled by the bankers, the Rothschilds, and the J.P. Morgan, and so forth forever. But also, there are many shareholders in America as well. So originally it was an oil company revolving around the Middle East, and then they changed the name subsequently to BP. It's still pretty much primarily, though, a foreign company. headquartered in Europe, and I believe it's pretty much directly under the control of the Rothschild bankers, J.P. Morgan and such.
All right, you hold that. We'll be back here in just a moment with Terry Cook, right here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Well, Terry, let's get into the background of what's going on with the Gulf oil spill, because I'd really like to get your view on that. I think it's vitally important, ladies and gentlemen. We're not getting the entire story. But you go ahead with your interpretation. Terry was talking about the ownership, but Sidney said a considerable amount of it. BP is owned by the J.P. Morgan Chase American Banks. We do know that there's about something like about 40% of the stock is owned here in the United States, but it is still predominantly owned in Great Britain. It is a foreign company, probably the large banks over there. We know that the British royal family, they say the Dutch royal family is into this as well, although they're primarily into Royal Dutch Shell. But Sidney, a lot of the pension funds, your insurance funds in Great Britain are into this. A lot of the people, the average people over in Great Britain, are into BP stock because it pays a regular dividend. And, of course, they're dependent upon that. Retired people invested in BP because, of course, this gave them security. Up until, of course, April 20th, when, of course, the oil well exploded. So pick up the story from there.
Yes, and the reason why, ladies and gentlemen, we're not getting good quality news from the media is simply this. Hitler would have loved this, Stan. He absolutely would have loved this. You know, his propaganda folks would just have loved the opportunity to own all the media and control everything that goes out therefrom. And essentially, that's what we have now. Several years ago, many companies owned the majority of the media. And I'm talking about the TV, radio stations, television stations, the newspapers, and so forth, nationally and internationally. But let's talk about just America alone. Right now, Stan, my last check about a month ago, we have five major mega media corporations that own everything. Radio stations, even many Christian stations, okay, are owned by one of these five mega corporations whose officers, guess what, are connected to the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderbergers, and so forth. So this would absolutely have made Hitler jump for joy to be able to control everything, newspapers, whatever, via five major mega corporations that control the cable and everything. So, this is why you're not getting any truth except through the alternate media sources, mostly now via the Internet, and that's why Mr. Obama is going after an Internet switch. You've heard about that, Stan. He wants to be able to switch off the Internet by executive order whenever he chooses. And that way, doing that would essentially disconnect all of us from one another. The alternative media is us. The only truth really that's getting out there that isn't controlled are the independents, Stan, like you and me and quite a few others. But if all of this stuff they're working on presently goes through, he'll be able to switch off the Internet at random. And basically, the NSA in October of this year will control and monitor virtually everything, everywhere that goes over the airwaves, you name it. It'll go through the NSA. So that's why I call it Big Brother NSA. But see, it's all tied together. So now back to the oil situation. Well, you know, it's ongoing. It's hard to keep up with it all. And you have to rely on alternative sources because the regular media has just been told not to, to do anything. In fact, there's a pretty strict gag order out there from the Obama administration and the military. And the military is mobilizing heavily down there and bringing in many vehicles for a possible relocation of many people in the Gulf area. I mean, I've heard projections, Stan, you've probably heard them too, anywhere from 5 million to 40 million people may have to be relocated to wherever. I don't know.
But the thing is this scare talk, if they really think about doing this, is their health going to be in danger? Certainly we know that there's some toxic gases that come up 50 miles offshore, but you can get an awful lot of dilution before it gets to shore. Are they trying to frighten us to death with all this talk about strategic relocation or forced relocation of the people? And Terry, you know, the thing is that suddenly because they're having economic problems, because they've got oil certainly washing up on the beaches, doesn't in any way justify relocating all those people. The only reason to do it would be a health issue. And I don't think you're going to get that high a level of gases, you know, on 50 miles from where this oil well is. What do you honestly believe, that they're really going to relocate these people, or are they trying to scare us to death?
It may be a little bit of both or all of the above, Stan. Things are just unfolding. We do know, and of course you're an MD, and you know this chemical composition of the various gases coming out of there better than I. You can explain them better than I from a medical point of view, doctor. But I've studied that the three main issues in terms of chemical pollution here are hydrogen sulfide, benzene, and methylene chloride. Now, as far as I understand it, Stan, hydrogen sulfide is a broad-spectrum poison and it affects the nervous system and blocks oxygen and so forth. And then benzene gas is a carcinogen, and it causes leukemia, cancer, you know, you name it. It interferes with the lungs and the bladder and so forth. And then methylene chloride affects the central nervous system, the liver, the cardiovascular system, blood, and so on. All these gases are escaping from this big hole, which is essentially unstoppable now. And the PSI pressure on this, Stan, I've heard several accounts of it, but it's believed that the pressure from the core of the Earth there is around 100,000 pounds per square inch of pressure. And, of course, we know BP's rig was designed to only accommodate 1,000 PSI. It's a little bit suspicious, isn't it, Stan?
Well, a lot of things don't make sense. But the thing is, of course, it's 50 miles away. Yes, these are toxic gases, but 50 miles away, I do not think it's going to get that high a concentration. But they are frightening the American people when they give these figures, and they are accurate figures. But those are at the site of the well. These are not at the site of, of people on shore. And, of course, we may very well get toxic rain. We could get oily rain. I'm very concerned about the defoliant or the whatever they're putting it in, spraying on the water to try to get the oil to dissolve. This apparently is a very, very toxic substance. The EPA said it was too toxic, but then if somebody greased their hands, they're going to continue using it. I am concerned about that. I'm concerned about it evaporating. I don't know how stable it is, but if it gets into the rain and gets on the land, why, this could be a problem. But you pick up the story.
Well, and that's a very interesting sideline. That's a very significant issue, Stan. And I've just completed a few pages of my new book, which I believe will be done in 2 or 3 weeks. It's so hard to keep up with the research material now that I'm not sure. At first, I was just going to write a small book of 140 pages, but now to do a really good job on this new book on the oil crisis, I've decided to make it about 250 pages. The title of my book, which should be available in about a month, if indeed we haven't experienced a major blow-up, and I'm not joking, it's just over the horizon, I believe. Maybe they called it the Deepwater Horizon for that reason. I don't know. But the name of my book will be called Gulf Oil Apocalypse. And I should have that done within a month if we're still here and we haven't been tsunamied. So the issue here on this dispersant that you just mentioned, that's a whole can of worms that we could spend a whole hour on alone, Stan. But how much time do we have before the next break, sir?
We got about 3 minutes.
Okay. Well, let me briefly share with our listening audience what this chemical is that you just mentioned. This dispersant called CoreXit 9500 is the most dangerous and deadly dispersant available on Earth that I'm aware of. Okay? It is 4 times more toxic than crude oil itself. It is 20 times more toxic toxic than any other dispersant. By the way, they had a choice. They have really good quality dispersants that disperse the oil, and then they biodegrade, and they don't kill anything. But for some reason, BP, which has an interest in the company that manufactures it, Stan, is called Nalco Holding Company, N-A-L-C-O. And you can Google that, ladies and gentlemen. Nalco Holding Company is connected to BP. It's connected, we just don't have time enough to share. I mean, Warren Buffett's in on it. It's a real Bilderberger connected company. So it's interesting that even though there are better dispersants available that won't harm the environment, Stan, as soon as this thing happened, BP, which has an interest in Nalco Holding Company, it's an American manufacturing company, and they bought up the entire supply, which is believed to be 2 million gallons. 2 million gallons of this stuff has been sprayed on top the surface via Air Force planes and then injected into the hole itself down at 5,000 feet and elsewhere to disperse this oil. And it's believed that the primary reason they did this to disperse the oil was so that the oil would not be visible and bubble up to the top and be visible. So there's a huge blanket of oil that's been dispersed and flattened out under the surface that isn't even visible. It's pretty scary stuff. This stuff is poison. It'll kill everything. And now what we're worried about is with a storm coming in, Stan, this stuff will be picked up into the clouds and moved inbound, and we'll have toxic rain unlike any other time in American history or world history.
Well, of course, that is something that I think is a very real problem, and I don't know. Is this biodegradable or not? Do we know?
Well, it's...
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Well, Terry, is this a dispersant biodegradable?
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount gold and silver trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances? Even things which can cause sickness or disease. If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. the Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
The oil well, and the question is, what can be done? Can it be stopped? Is there some way to funnel the oil away from that? Well, certainly I don't think they're doing any of the rational things, but I do. I had a fascinating conversation today with a gentleman who writes for one of the major newspapers, several of the major newspapers in this country. He's a very good investigative reporter. He'll be our guest a week from Friday. But he certainly says that this is a very unusual well because it's a very, very deep well. Certainly the only countries that have really drilled deep wells is Russia. They've had these very, very deep wells. They go down 40,000 feet, and they get into an entirely different strata of the earth, and here you can get tremendous pressures. And apparently this is exactly what this well is one of these extremely deep wells. Why they would have actually drilled that in the Gulf of Mexico is a question, because the Russians have drilled theirs on land, and five of them have exploded, and they had to use explosives to stop them, and they used tactical nuclear weapons and stopped four of the five. This is a story that I don't think anybody's heard at all, but this is apparently what's happened when they've drilled down to this strata, much lower than anything been drilled before. Have you heard anything like that, Terry?
Yes, and in fact, but the chief difference here, Stan, is the Russians did it above ground.
Right, absolutely, and we're doing it down of almost a mile deep. Why would you drill a deep well at that at level? You know, you could probably get into the same strata at other areas. Why would you do it down a mile where, of course, if anything goes wrong, there is no way to stop it, other than perhaps a nuclear weapon?
Right. BP Oil Company tapped, Stan and ladies and gentlemen, they tapped into a major migration channel, and at that level below the surface, Stan, as you know, it's called abiotic, the abiotic level, and it's deep down at the level where volcanoes originate and where all kinds of toxic gases are being released simultaneously with the oil. For example, as you had mentioned earlier, Stan, it's believed that about 40% of what's coming up with the oil is methane gas, which is highly explosive, highly explosive. And it's also believed that that 40% that has already surfaced is now bubbled and contained by some of these dispersed oil pockets, these blankets of oil. Now, whenever conditions are just right or a certain spark is there, this methane gas that's, you know, and who knows how many barrels of oil are coming. I've heard estimates, Stan, as you have, ranging from anywhere from 30,000 barrels a day to 2.5 million gallons a day coming out of that hole.
Wait a minute. You're talking about barrels. You're talking about, because what they do is they talk about barrels and they talk about gallons and they talk about quarts or liters, and they're trying to confuse us. So basically, when you're talking about the oil coming out, are you talking about it in gallons or you're talking about barrels?
Well, again, I'm citing some of the statistics I've heard from both the government and other scientists who are speculating. I've heard the government say anywhere from 30 to 100,000 barrels a day. I've also heard scientists say that's nonsense and we're really getting 2.5 million gallons of oil per day out of that hole. So who really knows? Who can possibly know what's coming out of there? All we know is it is at the abiotic range where basically that's the base of the formation of volcanoes, and I heard one scientist speculate if we just let it run loose, Stan, it would take 30 years or more to exhaust itself, and may never exhaust itself.
Well, because that's because we're not doing what's logical. The logical thing to do would be not trying to drill a well down and to hit the old well, but to drill a number of parallel wells and get the oil out of there and relieve the pressure. But they're not doing what's logical. I mean, they're doing something which I believe is going to lead to terrible, terrible consequences. But the only way to really stop this thing would be to simply siphon the oil out of this level. And suddenly it would be profitable to them, decrease the pressure, and then they could get the thing under control. But they're not doing what's logical. You have to understand that you never want a good crisis to go to waste. They want to get through the cap and trade legislation. They want, of course, to get us out of our cars, to run up the price of oil, to stop American offshore drilling, but no other place in the world. They want to impoverish our people, and they're using this, as Obama said. Life is going to change because of this, and it is. This is Dr. Stan. My guest is Terry Cook. Go right ahead, Terry.
So, before the break, we were talking about, or speculating about, whether or not this thing is stoppable, Stan. I don't think so, based on my studies, and I'm about to conclude a 250-page book called Gulf Oil Apocalypse. Now, that term apocalypse, of course, is Greek, and that term apocalypse has been translated into English, and the English word for apocalypse is revelation. Therefore, the book of Revelation is the book Apocalypse. Now, it's interesting to note that, you know, we fundamentalist Christians believe we're in the end times. And so if we are in the end times, the tribulation period must be just about to start, Stan. And when you're lady representative called me today. She said, well, you were thinking about doing something on the upcoming war in the Middle East. And I said, well, we can do that too, because that's about to happen as well.
Well, let's just stick and develop this whole idea of the oil, and suddenly we'll get everything that you have on that. If we run out of things to talk about, because we'll open up our lines for callers, we can always get to something else. But let's develop this whole thing, because I want to know everything that you have learned about what's going on in the Gulf there. So you're basically saying these are the so-called super deep wells. Is that correct?
That's correct. And but Revelation says, and let's just spend 20 seconds or so on that. Could it be that the book of Revelation is correct? Because it says in chapter 8 that the second angel blew a trumpet, and the third part of the sea became blood. And the third, a third part of the sea, all living creatures, a third of the living creatures in the sea died, and a third part of the sea became blood. And then we go on to Revelation 16. Okay, and 16 verse 3 says, And that second angel poured his bowl into the sea, and the entire sea became blood. Every living creature in the sea died. If you can imagine that, that's probably or could be what is about to happen.
Hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment with Terry Cook. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Terry Cook, and he's certainly asking the question, is this certainly an apocalyptic situation? Does this have anything to do with the prophecies that a third of the world, a third of the sea would turn to blood, and that a third of the animals, a third of the living things in the sea would die? Well, we're just going to have to wait and see, but it's interesting to contemplate. Terry, before we go on, would you like to get out your website so people would know how to get your information?
Thank you, Stan. I don't really have a website. I used to, and then it was just as a one-man band here, it became too impossible for me to try to maintain it. So most of my books, ladies and gentlemen, are available at www.amazon.com. Just go to www.amazon.com, click on the books section, and put in my name, Terry L. Cook, TLC. Terry L. Cook, and then all 20 of my books pop up. You can choose and pick all current topics. Most of the books are pretty fresh, a year and a half or less old. All I do is research and write and get out as much as I can as quickly as possible.
Okay, let's get then back to what's going on in the Gulf as far as the oil well is concerned. You think that they're not going to be able to stop it. What about possibly using explosives or a nuclear device simply to fuse the rock, the granite there?
Excellent question. And as I mentioned earlier, Bill Clinton was just on television with Wolf Blitzer discussing this possibility, and he said, well, we just have to send the Navy in there and blow up the hole. And it's much more complex than such a suggestion might imply. And here's why. And of course, I'm not a scientist. I'm just a researcher. And but here's the issue. We have 40%, allegedly 40% of that stuff that's spewing out is highly explosive gas, highly flammable and explosive methane gas, okay? So you have that issue there, and we're just lucky something hasn't gone off that could be set off with a lightning storm or whatever. I mean, any number of things, temperature differentials could cause an explosion, you name it. We're just lucky that those thousands and thousands of, maybe hundreds of thousands of gallons of methane gas that are apparently embedded inside oil bubbles hasn't exploded yet. But here's what could happen. This is the really scary part. And that's why I named my book Gulf Oil Apocalypse, because here's what could happen according to the speculations I've studied with various scientists on this. And these people have PhD degrees and whatever. And, so here's what they're saying, Stan. Now, I don't know. I'm just researching what these experts are saying could happen. And so, bottom line here, if we send a bomb down there of any kind, whether it's C4 explosives, any kind of explosives, and we don't do it right, it could blow up everything and cause a tsunami. Listen to this now. A tsunami wave of 600 feet high, moving. In other words, stand down 5,000 feet below the sea level. If something blows up there, down there, it'll take the whole ocean and move it toward the land. And it'll move it toward the land at approximately 400 to 600 miles an hour, nearly the speed of sound. If you can imagine that, a seawall having been displaced from, you know, ground zero, as it were, or water zero, as it were, blown up by a nuclear device, just actually any ignition that would cause the methane gas and everything else to go up, that would displace the ocean to a level of about 600 to 800 feet high, a wall of ocean water 800 feet high, moving at 400 to 600 miles an hour. And scientists, some have speculated that such a wall of water, an unimaginable tsunami wave, such a wall of water would take out everything all the way to the Great Lakes.
Well, do you think that that is a little scary? Do you think that some people are doing this in an effort to intimidate the people? We know the government is going to be putting out disinformation. Is this accurate scientific material, just like global warming? They claim, they got scientists claiming that we've got global warming, and it's all a lie. In other words, they bought these scientists. Are these scientists being objective? You know, an 800-foot wall of water is really something pretty spectacular. I can't believe that that is even a vague possibility. Are they exaggerating this to frighten us to death?
Well, we just don't know. And the people doing this could be plants. They could be CIA operatives.
Like Hal Turner. Remember, Hal Turner was on the radio all the time, you know, alternative radio. I can remember him showing us the little gold coin that was the Amaro coin. It was the new coin they were already minting. It was all phony. It was all a lie. He was working for the FBI, putting out phony information. The CIA has people planted in all the media and in the scientific community to lie and to influence our thought process. So we have to be so careful in evaluating this that we are not simply frightened to death, don't you think?
Well, absolutely, yes. But one thing we do know for certain, satellite photos, Google Earth, the oil is there.
Oh, no question. They've got a lot of oil, and basically a lot of people have offered to come in and help. We don't want their help. They're not doing what I think they should be doing.
Right.
They're using dispersants that they should not be using. They're doing everything they can to do what's logical to try to stop this, and you have to ask yourself, why?
Exactly. So what they're doing now, who knows? First of all, let's define a conspiracy again, because I don't often hear many radio shows defining the term conspiracy. They talk about it and so forth, but I have a degree in criminal law, and I was a policeman for many years, and I've arrested people for conspiracies. Conspiracies are separate crimes, such as, we can't have a conspiracy to bake our wives a cake because that's illegal. A conspiracy has to be illegal. But it's really pretty simple to understand. Two or more people can do it. One person can't do it alone. So, but if two or more people plan to do something illegal, Stan, that's a conspiracy. And I have people argue with me on the radio all the time, and I just stop them and I say, if you want to argue with me, let's talk apples and apples here. Define what a criminal conspiracy is. And they say, well, I think it's this and I think it's that. And I said, listen, don't even argue with me if you think this and you think that, because the law says this. That's all I want to deal with. The law says whenever two or more people plan something illegal, you have a criminal conspiracy. And then when they actually do what they plan, then that's an additional crime. A conspiracy to commit robbery is a crime in itself, but when they actually do the robbery, then it's a separate crime as well, you see. But so oftentimes I hardly ever hear anybody define the term conspiracy. Do we have a conspiracy to bring about an illegal new world order that will dissolve and destroy the sovereignty of all nations on earth, including ours, ladies and gentlemen, and bring us into a one world communist government? Yes. And how is it illegal? Well, it's treason. It's high crimes and misdemeanors under our Constitution. And so, yes, it's high crimes, high treason, to bring about a new world order through the United Nations, a world communist government. It's a crime. It's a big crime. So big, in fact, that it's taken me 20 years to get my arms fully around it, to where I have a pretty good comprehension of what's going on here. Now, the bottom line, Stan, how much time do we have?
We've got about 18 minutes.
Okay.
We've got about 8 minutes.
8 minutes. Okay, here's the bottom line. I hear, the John Birch Society. I hear many people talk about communism, and in fact, the New World Order is communism. Well, what has taken me 20 years of research to understand is this simple spiritual implication. John 10:10 says the devil comes to kill, rob, and destroy. That's his job description. I've written a book called Comrade Antichrist, where I allege that the Antichrist will be a communist, because the New World Order is global communism. He'll lead it. He invented it. And then he'll also be a Muslim, because, of course, we lose our heads if we don't take the mark. And the only religion cutting off heads for non-conformance and non-conversion is Islam. I don't see any Christian organizations doing that. So I believe that the Antichrist will be a communist Muslim. And that's why I wrote the book Comrade Antichrist. That's available if you like. Just Google that on whatever. But here's the bottom line. The John Birch Society preaches over and over and over about communism. Communism is communism. But now, wait, who invented communism? Well, you know, many people actually did the groundwork for it, but Karl Marx got most of the credit. You know, Engels and Karl Marx, you've all heard this. But most people don't delve into his background. If you study his background, you'll find out he was a God-hating Satanist. And most of his satanic publications were destroyed by the Communist Party. But many of them still are available in the British Museum and so forth. And he was so highly esteemed that when he died, a poor man, he was poor and destitute most of his life, so communism really wasn't that good for him. However, when he died, they buried him in one of the rich people's cemeteries in London. And he has a beautiful bust, you know, in that cemetery that you can Google if you like. The Karl Marx buried in London. So just put that in Google. Bottom line, a Satanist created communism. Many Satanists did, but Karl Marx got most of the credit for it.
I might just comment, we have an excellent little book on that subject. It's called Marx and Satan. It's written by Reverend Wormbrand, an excellent source of information to document exactly what Terry's talking about. Marx and Satan by Reverend Wormbrand, and you can get that from Radio Liberty. But go ahead.
That is the finest book available, Stan. I didn't know you carried it. God bless you for that. Ladies and gentlemen, if you really want to understand the New World Order and communism, and how it really is Satanism in disguise, get that book. Stan, God bless you for carrying it. That's a fabulous book. I have it in my library. I've reread it about 30 times, underscored it, and so on. But now, ladies and gentlemen, won't you get your arms around this, that the Bible says the Antichrist will come for the final 7 years. That's the book of Revelation. And that he'll be basically a world dictator, and that he'll take everybody's money. All the money will be controlled by the Antichrist. Well, how is he going to do it? Through the banks. Okay? And then everybody will get a mark in the hand, the right hand specifically, or the forehead, without which they'll not be able to buy or sell. And if you don't worship this Antichrist, and by the way, just taking a chip doesn't put you in hell. Anybody can knock you out and put a chip anywhere. But Revelation 20 says this, the Antichrist will require your worship. He'll say, worship me, and then I will give you the mark so you can buy and sell through my banks. Doesn't say it exactly that way, but that's the bottom line. And then he says, but if you choose not to worship me, you don't get the mark so you can buy or sell. No food, no job, no housing, no nothing. You're out of it. You're gone. But if you choose to go that route and refuse to worship me and take my mark, 666 in the right hand or forehead, I'll cut off your head. And Islam is doing that. You see, and Sharia banking and financing is coming into America in the stealth jihad unbelievably quickly. So you see how all this ties together, ladies and gentlemen, you see? Karl Marx was a Satanist. No, he alone did not invent communism, but he got the credit for it. Then Lenin came in. And as we discussed on the last program, Stan, the bankers, the international banksters, financed the Bolshevik Revolution. And they financed Hitler, and they financed us. And so it all comes back to the Council of 13, the Committee of 300, the Illuminati, and those sitting at the top. By the way, now we are not racist. This is not about racism at all. you know, it's not about Rothschild. That's a Jewish name, but it could be Willie Smith. It could be Terry Cook. It could be Stan Monteith. It doesn't matter. The name, you know, shouldn't bother you. What should bother you is the fact that international Rothschild bankers control and own 165 central banks. They own, the Rothschild owns and controls, and or controls, the Central Bank of China, the Central Bank of Russia, the Central Bank of the United States, the Central Bank of everywhere. They're all owned and or controlled by the Rothschild bankers. Again, change their name to Willie Smith, John Jones, Terry Cook, it doesn't matter. Whenever you have that level, trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars of wealth owned by one family, then it has to be satanic. And the scripture says the rich man will own the world, and so the Antichrist is going to be control of this rich banking system that will control the buying and selling. Who knows yet what the mark's going to be? It appears it's going to be some kind of an advanced computer chip implant, and it certainly is going in that direction. And who's tracking and following and manufacturing and guiding and controlling most of that? The National Security Agency, Fort Meade, Maryland, now under full military control, called CyberCom. You see how it all fits together, ladies and gentlemen. So that's the thing. When you fight communism, when we go on the battlefield and fight the communists, we're really fighting Satan. The spirit of Satan is in communism, you see? And the Antichrist will be the head of the New World Order, the chief communist party leader, and his religion imposed on all of us internationally will be Islam. And if you don't take the mark, you lose your head. And Stan, I think 20 years of research has allowed me to synopsize and sum it up just quite that simply. And that's where all of this is going in the very near future.
Well, it's going to be very interesting if you see it unfold, whether the Antichrist is, some people think he is going to be a Muslim. So we'll just see what as things are playing out. But we're moving very rapidly to a climax in history. Everything points to the fact that there is going to be certainly another war in the Near East and the Middle East. Let's hope and pray that it's a very short war, that a very few lives will be lost, that American boys will not be involved in this. But I have an uneasy feeling that, of course, they want a major war because there are going to be serious financial problems in this country with the destruction of the value of our currency. And certainly the politicians can't admit that they brought this all on. They'll blame it on Ahmadinejad or the mullahs or something of that sort, whereas actually it was the American CIA that installed the mullahs back in 1979. But nobody wants to talk about that. Or that Ahmadinejad looks like he came from Central Casting, like he's playing a part, because it would be totally illogical for any logical person to want to take a chance on having a major war over there at this time. And yet that's exactly what's going on.
It's a movie script, Stan.
Well, go right ahead, Terry.
It's a movie script, exactly. Right. And, you know, a very good book that few people have,
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Well, I was horrified when I saw the plight of the people in Haiti after the earthquake.
But a similar event could happen right here in the United States, and that's why you should call the freeze-dry guy at 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-FOOD, and purchase a supply of his products. Freeze-drying is a great way to preserve food. I know because I bought a supply 40 years ago, and when I opened a can recently, the food was as fresh and tasty as when I purchased it. We're living in uncertain times, so if you'd like to have a supply of ground beef, diced beef, chicken, vegetables, or fruit on hand, call the freeze-dry guy at 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-FOOD, and mention you heard about him right here at Radio Liberty.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
What is logical to try to bring it under control? You cannot understand the coming war with Iran. None of this really makes sense unless you understand that there are powerful spiritual forces at work. And that's why if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. That's Brotherhood of Darkness. We have many of the books that we refer to that will help you to understand how communism has been financed since its inception or by people here in the United States working in conjunction with their counterparts in Great Britain. And Professor Quigley's writings are really so vitally important. We carry them. Those books have been suppressed for many years. The book Foundations, Their Power and Influence. Professor Sutton's book, Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler. Wall Street and the Bolshevik Revolution, Wall Street and Franklin Delano Roosevelt or FDR. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. If you want to understand the move towards world government, Alex Jones' latest DVD, The Invisible Empire, is excellent. We've watched it. His Police State 4 DVDs is excellent. And then if you want to see something that will make you feel good, and wholesome. Let me suggest the God of Wonders. It's God of Wonders. It's a wonderful DVD. It's about 85 minutes long that shows you what the amazing things our God has done. And there's no way to explain this other than the fact that there is a designer behind everything and there is a loving God out there. And sometimes we see what's going on and we wonder how could a loving God allow these things to happen. But he's giving us the ability to do what we want to, and boy, is man making a mess out of the world. So that's God of Wonders, The Invisible Empire, Police State 4, other item we have. And that's called Newell Oler's Music. And certainly, if you like the old music, the music of the 50s and the 60s and the 40s, why, Newell Oler plays these beautifully. They're simply piano, and you would like a sample of it, we'll send it to you, and hopefully, as a wonderful Christmas gift, you'll get the whole set of Newell Oler CDs. I think there are 5 or 6 of them. But it'll be something, a gift you will cherish, and songs you'll want to hear again and again. We actually play them on our radio station. We think they're important. Because people need wholesome music. So much of the music, even the Christian music, doesn't honor God. But this is beautiful music, and he has a lot of the beautiful old hymns. One of the CDs is simply the beautiful old hymns that we used to sing in church. So remember our telephone number. It's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we hope that you'll want to get my book, Brotherhood of Doctors to understand the spiritual element of what's going on. You want to get the DVD that we offer called The Trilateral Commission by Patrick Wood. The DVD by Constance Cumby, The Emergence, telling about the coming world order. What she has gained from talking to people who are working to bring about the new world kingdom, but not the kingdom of the God we worship. And we have a four-tape set with the Constance called The Aquarian Conspiracy, four tapes of four CDs. Sydney, you may very well want to get the set, The Secret Mystery of America's Beginning. This is three DVDs that will change the way you look at the world, because when America was founded, there were two forces. One was the Christian, and the other was the occult, and they never tell us about that. And then, of course, you want to get that, the three DVDs. Then you want to get the DVD, They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll, the 3-hour, the 4-hour, or the 10-hour edition. I promise you, you'll never look at the world through the same eyes again. And then, of course, we ask you to remember our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, if you'd like a free newsletter, catalog, if you'd like, of course, to listen to our programs at RadioLiberty.com, and then please pray for Radio Liberty.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. Thank you for joining us. It is 29 June 2010. We appreciate each and every one of you who take the time to tune in to what we believe is the truth. That's right. So hard to tell, especially if you're drawing your news from any other sources out there. But I have to tell you, I think we got it. I think we got it here at the Power Hour. I think we usually come up with, I think we have had probably the closest thing to what is real that we can possibly find out there. Have you heard about the Russians found in the United States that are sort of like bad guys? I mean, they haven't been charged with anything, but have you heard about the 10 Russians? Oh, my goodness. This is a story that makes you want to wrap your head in duct tape to keep it from exploding. That's right. We'll talk about this from the suburbs to Seattle. They seem to be ordinary couples. I'll give you one little hint. They used invisible writing and shortwave radios. Can hardly believe it, ladies and gentlemen, but we'll talk about that. Big news on the Supreme Court front. Have you heard about the gun law case? Major victory for gun owners. Also, this past weekend on Judge Napolitano's new show, Freedom Watch, if you're watching that, comes out on Saturday mornings and Sunday evening late. He had none other than our Sheriff Mack. That's right. He had Sheriff Mack, Sheriff Arpaio, and they disagreed. Now, understand, these are two guys that have a lot of respect for each other, like each other, but they disagreed, and we'll talk about that. Remember, there are less than 100 Al-Qaeda members in Afghanistan, but we got 100,000 troops there. How many times is that? How many times, or how many troops do we have for each Al-Qaeda member? Kind of makes you wonder, doesn't it? I don't know. They're admitting now that it's not going very well in Afghanistan. We only have 100 al-Qaeda members over there, or Taliban, however you want to refer to them. But in Somalia, oh, we got more over there, and in Yemen, and in Pakistan. Why don't, if we can be beat by 100 guys in Afghanistan, why don't we just admit defeat and go home? Save the lives of our sons and daughters. Anyway, that was Representative Barbara Lee talking in terms of that, but saying, yeah, we do have more in Somalia, though. Well, I'm sure they're popping up everywhere. 50,000 homes in New Orleans are still uninhabited. Are you aware of that? 50,000 homes. But yet, they say they can't get to them because there have been other disasters like Haiti. Wait a minute. Think about that one. Haiti is not in the United States. We need to take care of our people. They have been without homes for how long? Isn't it about time we get to our own people first and we demand that? Well, Greece is still upset with the idea that they're not taking care of their own over there. They are just simply doing a very serious austerity program on the little people, breaking the little people's backs again. And I mean the little people like me. I'm talking about me being one of those people, because we're not the elite. And it seems that we've got a mess in Greece still. People in the streets today, hospitals are barely staffed. Also, banks are financing the Mexico drug gangs now. Do you see how it's being done against us, not for us? We'll be back after this 3-minute break. Lots of news at the Power Hour. Stay tuned.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com.
So you think the massive Gulf oil leak won't affect the air you breathe?
Think again.
Benzene, a toxic gas emitted from crude oil and a known carcinogen, is now airborne, traveling hundreds, even thousands of miles inland. Whether you live near the Gulf or not, benzene and other volatile organic compounds could cause adverse reactions to those living inside your home. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, came to airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to clean the air on boats, aiding in the Gulf cleanup. Do what NOAA did. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a